It's time again for Checkoff Chats, that program brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars. And remember, that involves you dairy producers, too. The Wisconsin Beef Council provides you with all the resources you need to know what's happening as far as research, promotion, and education. I send you to their website, beeftips.com, for all kinds of insights on recipes that can be friendly to your budget and friendly to your mouth. Also, don't forget about Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Lots of things going up as May is Beef Month. Get ready to celebrate. You know, we do focus in a lot of attention on our beef industry, and rightly so, but there's so many things going on behind the scenes that the average consumer may not be aware of, but values as far as the story is concerned. In studio with us is a gal that's been sharing Wisconsin's agriculture story for more than a year now, and that is our Alice in Dairyland, Julia Nunes. And you've been working with the Wisconsin Beef Council to help people remember when they see those cattle out on the pasture, when they see those farmers working with livestock, maybe kids at the county fair, the story of beef really does continue to revolve around sustainability. Sustainability before sustainability was cool, she says in air quotes. And you've been working with them. What kinds of stories do you share?
That's right, Pam. So right now I am highlighting sustainability. Perfect talk around Earth Day. And now we are into May Beef Month, and soon it'll be June Dairy Month. And all of these sustainability talking points, they extend throughout these 3 months and into the summer. And I just love to talk with people about how much our farmers care about the environment. Like you said, sustainability has kind of become a popular word in the last 5, 10, 20 years. But farmers have been sustainable for generations. 95% of our farms in Wisconsin are family-owned, so sustainable practices are so important when we think about passing the farm on to future generations, and no farmer wants to deplete their resources because they rely on the soil health and the water quality to make sure that their farm is successful. So I like to talk about, I know in my household, we don't like to let anything go to waste, and our farmers feel the same way. One way that they're able to really utilize all their resources is by feeding leftover grains. With me, I brought some samples of distillers' grains and spent grains from an ethanol plant. And these are two things that farmers are able to feed their cows to kind of feed leftovers, kind of recycle a little bit, to really utilize all the resources that are available to them. And that is just one practice that farmers are doing to be sustainable and utilize what is there for them.
Absolutely. And like you said, without those animals, that distiller's grain, a lot of those byproducts would go to waste or end up in a landfill. You know, even if you take a look back at how we raise our cattle, a lot of farmers in Wisconsin have their cattle out on pasture. Some of that ground would not be suitable for raising something like corn or soybeans that could in turn go to people. But by adding value to that simple grass, there we have beef.
That's right. And about 90% of what cows eat are grains and grasses that we as people can't eat. So like you said, you might see cows grazing on steep hills or rocky soils that farmers can't plant crops on. And our cows, beef cows and dairy cows, are able to turn all these pieces of land into productive space and turn that into delicious proteins and dairy products that our families get to enjoy. So farmers, the cows kind of have a superpower in that sense.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I see more and more, you talk about farmers and their sustainability. Let's say that there's a food processing plant that does has spent something. I know corn silage from sweet corn. Yes, folks, you get the sweet corn, but there's still plant matter left. Guess what? Cows, beef, and dairy alike love that sweet corn silage. But those kinds of byproducts from even our food industry, well, I'll tell you what, the beef producers game to give that a shot on recycling too.
Yes, they do. Cows are really able, cows and lots of animals, they're able to use products that would otherwise be wasted. And all of agriculture, not just the Beef Council, not just dairy farmers, the corn growers, mink producers, everyone in agriculture is really striving to be more sustainable, and they're able to do that through utilizing leftover grains or planting cover crops in the field. And water quality is a huge deal in agriculture, and everyone is constantly striving to be more sustainable, and I think that new technology is a huge part in that. We're able to really increase how sustainable we can be, and I love to see that, and I look forward to seeing what happens in the next 5-10 years.
Oh, absolutely. Innovation's a part of agriculture every day. Julia Nunes in studio with us. If you haven't had a chance to meet her, follow her. She is our Alice in Dairyland, at least for a few more weeks. Remember, she got caught in the pandemic like many did and served Wisconsin agriculture with flying colors for more than a year and a half, 2 years basically, before she'll have her contract completed. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the work you've done with the Wisconsin Beef Council. I mean, May is Beef Month. They're doing a lot of mobilized work with their Burger and Bun Run and Madison Burger Week and things like that. Tell me how else you've been able to interact and work with the Wisconsin Beef Council.
Yeah, I love working with the Beef Council. I think it's really fun to celebrate beef. We think of Wisconsin as America's Dairyland, and we are that, but America's Dairyland plays a big part in the beef industry here as well, and I've been working with them. I went to an event they had earlier this month or last month to kind of talk about how to be a beef representative and learn a little bit more. Coming from a dairy farm, beef isn't my background, but I have an appreciation for it, and I want other people to know how important beef is, how nutritious beef is for us, and things they can do with it. And I love to highlight some recipes that people can try this summer. Or one way that I like to highlight beef right now is talking about recipe leftovers. I talked about how cows are able to eat leftovers, but I know in my house, leftovers sometimes sit in my fridge for a little while and then they're not good anymore. So it's important to be able to be sustainable in our homes and make sure all these products we work hard to buy are getting eaten up. So on my blog page, AllisonDairyland.com, I shared some recipes. One was for a taco meat egg bake or a quick and easy steak salad. There's so many ways to get all the bang out for your buck. Use all your leftovers that you can because they're delicious and nutritious, and we should make sure we're gobbling them up and not letting them go to waste.
Right. Everybody's sensitive about their food dollar these days. And remember, a lot of what Julia, our Allison Dairyland, has been doing available on her blog and also shared elsewhere. Remember, check off chat. We focus in on the Wisconsin Beef Council. Their beeftips.com has similar recipes, as Julia pointed out, all about trying to stretch your food dollar in a creative way. Maybe it is a different spin on burgers, or maybe it's taking a look at some of those other beef options, a different type of steak, maybe a flip on a roast, something like that. Again, beeftips.com can give you the direction you're looking for. And you mentioned you worked with our brand new class of beef ambassadors here in the state of Wisconsin. Those are actual beef producers that take to social media once a week to tell you what life is like through their eyes. Pretty cool bunch, aren't they?
Yeah, super cool bunch, and a great people to reach out to if you ever have questions. I know, like I mentioned, I don't grow up on a beef farm, so I love to follow along with their stories, see what life is like on a beef farm, and learn from them. They're great resources, and their stories are how I best feel like I'm there with them sometimes. But like you mentioned, there's so many great recipes on beeftips.com, and those farmers are great people to learn from. And I love finding new recipes. I know whenever I'm in the grocery store, I find myself calling my mom because I don't know what cut of beef was right for this recipe. And beeftips.com, great recipes for leftovers and just general information. If you need a little refresher course on, what cut of beef should I use for this recipe? That website, beeftips.com, great place to go, great resource if you're not a beef cuts whiz like my mother.
Well, Julia, thanks for joining us again in studio with us. Our Allison Dairyland, Julia Nunes, a partner in Wisconsin agriculture, and specifically with this conversation, focused in on her partnership with the Wisconsin Beef Council. As she said, follow along, AllisonDairyland.com, a great blog so you can follow Julia as she continues to represent Wisconsin agriculture for the next few weeks. And we sincerely thank her for her service and wish her the best down the road. Again, like we said, the Checkoff Chat today brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars. It's about research, education, and promotion of what's happening with our Wisconsin beef industry, and that, of course, involves our dairy industry. BeefTips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And also brought to you in part by Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. Remember, if you're trying to market those beef animals, or any animal for that matter, why not get the best market for it? That you can find at EquityCoop.com. We appreciate them coming along for this edition of Checkoff Chat.